This is episode 1973 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
30 years after his presidency was over, former President Herbert Hoover had a book published called Fishing for Fun and to Wash Your Soul.
That's one book.
That's one book. Fishing for Fun and to Wash Your Soul. Well, because how do you wash your soul any other way but having
with fishing.
Fun fishing. And not just any fishing. Fishing for fun.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I would hope that you wouldn't fish for fun.
I thought that was funnier.
He's 30 years after his presidency.
Yeah.
God, he must have been old.
The Tony Awards are named after Antoinette Perry, a famous actress, director, and the co-founder of the American Theater Wing.
Tony Perry.
Is that somebody we should know? I don't know.
There
are 1.5 million more people in California than in the entire country of Canada.
No way.
Yes, California's population is 39.5 million. Canada has 38 million people.
They have a lot of cold places in Canada. But Canada, don't worry. The way California's going, you'll be surpassing us in population soon.
We're leaving by the droves. The world record for most breast milk donated.
Oh, who comes up with this? Oh,
is
my gosh.
414 gallons. A woman in Texas donated her milk over a period of 3 years, set the record in 2014.
Great.
And I guarantee you, all she wanted to do was set that record. And that's some random facts for today.
Let's do some Who Karen.
All right.
Chris Humphries.
Who?
Chris, let's see, Kim Kardashian's very short-term husband.
Oh, that dude.
Was it like 72 hours or
something? Nah, it was longer than that, but it wasn't much.
Not much
longer than that.
Okay, so he may never be known to the younger Kardashians.
She didn't tell her kids about her first husband? Really?
Well, Kim told Entertainment Tonight that she wasn't ready to explain her past life to her four children.
Well, if you're Kim Kardashian, you probably want to leave a few things out, like the sex tape. I would think that's probably one of those things that you... Like, honey, no, that wasn't me. That was a body double that's using my name. Grandma made that tape for me. She was behind
grandma.
The tape. She paid Ray J and everything.
It was really grandma on the tape.
No, it was not grandma on the tape. That's for sure.
Okay, so my take on this is now is the time to tell her children because she's freaking out because she doesn't want to tell her four children. None of them are old enough to know.
When they get old enough to know that mommy made a sex tape, that's traumatizing.
And they'll hey, don't say I didn't told you because I told you.
Can you imagine Michael
when
Jackson's
did you tell me?
Kids
you were
growing
two?
Up and finding out that he kept boys at the house? I mean, come on now. These are things. These are traumatizing things.
Anyway, so in a clip from the latest Cuda case, Scott Disick asked him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Lord Scott Disick.
Lord Scott.
Ask him. Hanger on, extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
Ask him if her daughter North watches the shows.
Oh, yeah.
So Kim's response, I mean, because she had a response.
Oh, of course she did.
I think clips on TikTok. She sees it as a popular TikTok where they do the crying scene from Bora Bora. Pretty much all my crying scenes.
Yep, pretty much.
So she sees that stuff and she'll come in and go, Mom, I lost my earrings. And she'll do that as a joke. And I'm just like, you have no idea what that is.
That made no sense.
Well, she also says she doesn't want to explain who Chris Humphries is because, you know, he's irrelevant.
Wow.
Basically irrelevant.
Wow. Huh. Well, what do you know?
Funny, she doesn't say that about the sex tape. But then again, you know, she's got plenty of money now from that freaking sex tape. What else does that young child watch on TikTok?
I know.
TikTok has not a place for children.
How old is she?
5, 6. That is not a place.
Don't let your kids watch TikTok. They're too young.
Don't let your babies watch TikTok.
If you're going to let them watch TikTok, you might as well let them watch the sex tape.
You know, you're right. In that Carl's Jr. commercial, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott were spotted at Disneyland.
Oh, are you telling me we missed them? I'm so mad. Let me just put this out here.
Oh,
so
okay.
A friend of mine
knew
I was going to Disneyland on Sunday.
All right.
I told her. Said, we're going to be there. We're going to do the radio thing, the whole bit, right?
Right.
And she said, oh, yeah, we don't have a reservation till next, you know, week, week after. Then yesterday on her damn social media, she's there with her best friend and her kids. And she didn't even look us up.
Why?
I don't know. And so I'm commenting going, oh, it looked like she was there the day after we were there. Oh, no, we were there on Sunday. So were we. Coincidence? And she apologized right there. She goes, oh, I forgot you were there. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Someone didn't want to see
you. Didn't
want to
see me. Sounds like Kylie and Travis didn't want to see us either.
Well, who didn't want to see who?
You
That's
know what?
The question.
This is the deal. We had tickets to Rise of the Resistance. That's all I'm saying right there. We were special.
And it was good.
And it was good. Damn it.
So it was good.
Take that. Yeah. We should have gotten with Kylie and Travis if we would have known they were going to be there. Then we could have been chums.
Sure.
We could have met Stormy. We've never met Stormy.
No, I've never met Stormy. Gosh darn it. I probably, well, this saved me the embarrassment because I would have asked Kylie Jenner for a car or something like that.
She probably would have given it to you.
She probably would have.
She would have said, Morgan, yeah. We love you.
And she'll say, well, you know, because I'm here at Disneyland, and I'll say, that's okay. Just give me the keys to whatever car you drove here today.
And please have somebody bring it to the main entrance because that walk to the parking garage is an utter bitch, Disneyland.
All right. So Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, cruising around Disneyland. They were there to treat Stormy to a trip to the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Of course. That's what you do when you got a kid.
Of course.
Take your little kid.
And the couple seemed super cozy on the Alice in Wonderland ride.
Oh, my.
You have to be small to ride on that ride.
You know what? We didn't go on that ride.
No.
We went on the teacups, but we didn't go on the Alice in Wonderland ride.
I think the Alice in Wonderland ride, they should have for adults, they should have a thing saying, if you're above this line, you're not going to fit in the car.
Instead of being too short, you're too tall. You're going to bump your head on the Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Hey, we went on the teacups. We didn't see them over there in Alice in Wonderland.
I know. Well, they could have been. Because everybody was wearing a mask. How are you supposed to... Everybody was disguised. We were disguised.
Dadgummit. We could have walked right past them.
We could have.
Four or five times.
I did. I got in line for Peter Pan. Uh-huh. And remember that? There was a plaid behind us.
Yeah.
And there was a young man and his mom and the younger sister. And I was, for the life of me, going like, okay, who is this kid? Got to be someone famous.
They've got to be somebody rich.
They got a plaid.
Rich and or famous.
I know, right? Anyway.
Anyway.
That's a little inside. Sorry.
All right. So witnesses say they did look as if they were canoodling more than just
Are they
Stormy.
Together? I think they're together.
Or are they not? Who knows? They were on a triple date earlier this month, according to TMZ, with who they didn't tell me, but you know. Whatever.
You know who else was not at Disneyland on Sunday? Halle Berry.
I was going to say, could it be Halle Berry?
And I would not have missed her. If I would have seen her at Disneyland. Disneyland's a small place, by the
way. You would have known.
I would have known. I could have sensed it. I would have said, that's the stalker. I mean, the Halle Berry fan in me.
But she would have probably been with, you know, her man, Van.
It's something else. I don't even want to go.
Whatever. I know.
We could have at least.
Insignificant.
Could have at least had.
Your eyes could have met.
We could have greeted.
For one, and then.
You're the guy everybody keeps warning me about.
And I would be holding a sign saying, it's him, with an arrow pointing at you.
Thank you for that support. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.